Page 184. Girls Burn Brighter.
The marriage viewing took place that evening. They arrived a little after 6 o'clock. There was the groom, who was apprenticed in the sari shop, along with his mother, father, Ramaya, and an uncle and aunt. Purnima was in the weaving hut, where the looms were located, when they arrived. Her father's sister was helping her with her sari, cream-coloured cotton with a green border, which had belonged to her mother, and tying a garland of jasmine to her hair. Her aunt yanked at her hair as she braided it, pulling the strands with such force that Purnima squealed in pain.
"Shush!" her aunt scolded. "One boy already fallen through. The shame! How do you think it looks for a girl, huh? Thank the Lord Vishnu he never laid eyes on you. That would have been the end. Your poor father. First he loses his wife, 5 kids on his own, and now this. Working his fingers to the bone. But this one will work out. You'll see."
She lathered Purnima's face with a thick coating of talcum powder. She reapplied the kumkum and kajal, and then she took the gold bangles off her own wrists and squeezed them onto Purnima's.
"There," her aunt said, taking a step or two back. "Now keep your eyes down and only speak when spoken to. Don't get frisky. Just answer their questions. And try to sing. If they ask you, sing something. A devotional ballad is good. Simple, so you don't mess it up."
Purnima nodded. Her aunt then led her out of the weaving hut, around the back of the main hut, and into the front, where they were all seated. She nudged Purnima onto the straw mat, on which were also seated the groom's mother and aunt or cousin. The groom's father was seated in the chair, while all the other men were seated on the edge of the hemp rope bed. Pleasantries were exchanged with Purnima's aunt, whom the aunt and cousin seemed to be acquainted with. Then the groom's mother reached over and touched the gold bangles.
"Not very thick," she said.
"Yes, well," Ramaya said lightheartedly, "all that can be discussed later."
The woman smiled, let go of the bangles reluctantly, and said,
"What's your name, dear?"
Shobhal Rao, Girls Burn Brighter, 2018.